This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Can a non-human animal act unethically?
You sent us these responses.
From whereabouts unknown. So long as we understand other animals to have no ego, no self, non-humans cannot act unethically. Ethics are a form of social constraint that keep our hubris in check. No self to separate us from one another, no ethics necessary. From Missoula, animals strictly obey natural laws always, though they can appear to act unethically if they are compromised by some aberration, like an effect of a disease, for example. I remember hearing of a highly unusual situation where the females in a pack of wolves together killed the alpha female of their pack after she had repeatedly killed the other female's offspring. It was reasoned that the females considered the alpha female a threat to the pack's survival. Perhaps the alpha female had some brain abnormality or disease. From Missoula, we say good dog or bad dog to our pets, but merely as a means of controlling their behavior. They lack the basis on which humans can make autonomous ethical decisions. And what do philosophers have to say?
So what does Fido think when he hears that he's a good dog? And why should he want to be a good dog anyway?
Traditionally, philosophers have put ethics in the realm of human behavior. They didn't think that non-human animals had the consciousness or rationality to choose to do right or wrong.
But pet owners, as well as animal behaviorists, would say that if those philosophers had had a cat or dog or two living in the ivory towers with them, they would have come to some different conclusions.
There seem to be some differences between how people and other critters make sense of the world, but these differences may be smaller than we think. Certainly we know that some dogs have intentionally put themselves in harm's way to protect their special people. And cats, well...
Well, but seriously, if we credit animals with brave behavior, then it only makes sense to think that they're also capable of violating rules that they know they're supposed to follow.
Some people would say that animals are acting instinctively, but we give ethical praise to people who instinctively do heroic acts. Why not Fido?
Maybe the real difference between human ethical behavior and that of other species is that the critters don't much care about ethical credit.
Here is next week's topic. The music industry is threatening to take individuals to court, including a 12-year-old child, because they allegedly shared files of copyrighted music. Is this bullying? Why or why not?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show was produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.